So when, so, when, so we're going to, in case I was just making sure, we're going to, our custom here, as you're both new, is to stop 15 minutes before, you know, quarter of three, so we can ask questions and have a discussion period. So then, Geshe-la was saying, well, we don't have to worry about doing it ourselves. It's just time will make us do it. Especially this clock, right? I've got an alarm clock that goes off. So then it says in the first two lines here, the present pot and the past one do not exist in the future pot. So what we're refuting here is truly existent, if you remember the outline, truly existent future, right? Some kind of, you know, truly existent future. So then if you think about it, when you've assembled, we're talking about a clay pot, okay, sort of a, I forget what the mass of clay or a clump of clay. What do they call it? What do potters call that?
A lump of clay.
Hey, good. Thanks. Lump of clay. You've got your lump of clay. You got your water. You got, you know, all the things that you need. And then, so then there's going to be a future pot out of that, right? Okay. So the future pot doesn't exist. That is the future pot is at the time when it's a lump and the, you know, lump and the water and all of those are there, okay? And then the present pot is going to be in the future sometime, right? When those things get assembled. And then when those disintegrate, you know, or somebody smashes that pot, right? Then the pot is gone or when, you know, after that anyway, is the time of the past pot, right? And so then if future pot truly exists, okay, exists, you know, in its own right there and then that means that the present pot and the past pot would have to exist together with it, that all three times would exist there together, okay? But that's not the way it is. And so then, this is the refutation. Then all three times would have to come together at once.
Okay. Ta ko tene takba yene rwa. Tanda di chala tus kanga chachi chigi ora. Ene ko ta pumba di maumba reese, yungi reese, suwi reese chogo rwa. Tene takba semne ko digi ora maumba yungi dili tene tanda di sha, tanda dili tene. Tende yungu re tate suwi yore, yungu yore, isu lamne digi yore tene taba. Ko maungba do rangu ne chuba, ngobo le shenda le te me guba, rangya tuba, rangi tsenyi ji chuba yinse na. Ani maungu pungba yungu de tanda suwi yore maungba yena, yue ji ngue ne chi yue gogo yora. Di yena tanda yue ge chandu yora. O dire, ani du sum di be, jenru gudwa.
So, It works okay if you said that, you know, like the Buddhist position that, you know, future pot is merely designated to this assemblage of the lump of clay and the water and so forth put together. Then it would work out all right. But the problem comes when you say that the future pot exists in its own right there. Okay, well, if it exists in its own right there, then the present pot and the past pot would exist there together with it, right there at that same time. But that's not the way it exists, okay? But it works okay an imputed pot, okay? If the pot is just, you know, present, future pot is imputed to those assembly of the causes and conditions. But the problem comes that when you say that the future pot exists in its own right, okay, that it exists by way of its own self-characteristics, exists independently, okay, exists on its own, okay.
Do you say? Oh, yeah. tandira maun pumla tadarwe pumiyu mayin deba mesigdo maunbe pumbe nekatilya tadawadan debe pumbe nyoba maresirwa tela maunbe pumbala tadarwe pumbe yoba minshinse teyesenan debe pumbe ya mebar talas
That comment, huh?
Yeah.
This is not Debe Pumbay and Mabar Talisa. This is Tinny Maona, Chinjung Dungo, Naduna Neve, Ducho or Tawada. Chigi Duna, Chishu, Missibe Cheros. Duchilia, Tushenda, Yon Tugumares, you know.
So then there's kind of a consequence of being stated in the commentary here. We call this a consequence. It follows that the present pot does not exist in the future pot, nor does the past pot exist at that time. For if they both existed at that time, time would be disrupted, since things which are to occur later would already exist at an earlier time. It means that all the time, past, present, and future, would be all mixed there together, as Geshe-la said. Also, at any one time, another cannot exist. Yeah, I think Geshe-la just wants to leave it at that. Mm. Right.
That's enough to chew on.
What?
That's enough to chew on.
Did Samla Dangja Chi Danda Shachogarwa? Yeah, so if anybody wanted to discuss this, oh, what happened to these guys? You know, you were confident that nothing was going on, but it's dark.
It's just the screensaver.
The battery saver. You know, it went to sleep. But now it's okay. So, anybody have any questions?
No.
Have a lot of questions?
I guess if I'm understanding this right, I mean, it makes sense to me in Western culture to understand that time is not permanent, you know, especially with Einstein saying that, you know, if you go faster, time goes slower and stuff like that. You know,
yeah, so right. You're okay with that.
I don't have a problem, but I think another refutation here from the Buddhist viewpoint is that if time is supposed to be permanent, but things that are permanent cannot change, that's an immediate contradiction right there, because time does change.
Mm-hmm.
We go from past to present to future. I mean, we only experience the present, but we remember the past and we look forward to the future. And it's like three different times. So It's like the whole thing seems contradictory to me.
To think about
time being permanent.
Yeah.
You know, with so many definitions, because you have past and present and future.
Mm.
I mean, we say that in the prayers all the time, the three times.
Right.
And we talk about them being permanent, but we also know from previous teaching that things that are permanent means that they don't change.
Mm-hmm.
But time keeps moving. To me, that's, in my opinion, because it's moving or we're moving through it, that constitutes change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, to me, why time cannot be permanent, because it does change.
Because Rangi Samla Dana, then it, that's a deep, do dakwa de kailing kapurwa, that's a samla dana, then that's a nyamuna dana, then it, because a maumba down, because a dandawa down, maumba down, deva de nyongi ore, then it did gugi gugi jogi ore, then it do kandres dakwa yin yongi re, that's a Dagat Rangi Samla Dana, then it comes to Gandresh do Dapa Re Yo Re Sigide.
Consa do you see the Yu Marisigora? tūli ya jū yō mā rē,
tūli
sōyā yō jū kē kō mā rē, kōrā yō yō rē tūli, tūli yō yō rē shirō wā, tūli kī jū sī chē shē, mē dū sām kī yō rā, tūli jū yō mā rē, tāqbā rē dī tūli jū yō mā rē sī yō rā, jū yō nē kō jū rā shī chē shē nē kō yā rē kūr wā, mō tī nē shī kō tūli ya jū yō mā rē, kōrā yō yō rē, mō tī nē kō tāqbā rē sām kī tō wā.
So
what he ko rawang che te de ko tsu tsu ta 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 ke ko ya kang ya ke em go re tu che ba bo re sin jig den che ba bo ta wa re se de kang ge ti gre se ya na shin se yo ra
na de so they're really sort of very they're taking a position that's very similar to the idea of a divine creator, okay? They're just saying that there's something that is causeless, okay? The way they think about time is that it has no cause. Okay, but it produces effects, okay? And so it's very similar to the idea of an eternal divine creator. Yeah. So then they say when certain time arrives, then this principle time, if you want to put a capital T, makes things happen, makes things possible, creates everything that needs, it's sort of like, that they think of it as causeless, okay? It's a causeless principle that creates everything.
This is the Vaidantika. Kolege juske ko mar tangune ko ra tin re der sigro tine shi du de ko ta war he ko juge ko mar he ne ko ganga che ke yo re ko du ji ganga che to ko dose ge
it's very similar
ke za ko mo bo re
si okay Michel. So then in general you can call a divine creator, okay, when we talk about the world creator, the creator of the world, usually it's felt that a world creator has no cause. It's an eternal creator that's always been there. That the people who propose this kind of idea are feeling that if it did have a cause, then it would undergo a process of change, okay? The divine creator, or in this case, time, right, would be undergoing a process of change and transformation and would be very unstable, okay? And so then they're putting forward an idea of about some kind of a creator of everything, right, that is not subject to transformation itself, but can create effects. Okay, in the same way as a divine creator, if you want to make it a deity of some sort, or just a principle, time. Okay, mm-hmm. Time creates. So that's the idea. That's where they're coming from. That they don't want to say that it has a cause. They want to say it's causeless and therefore permanent. Therefore stable, eternal, or whatever you want to say.
Number China could drink your marva. Cook every cake, every maggot, tuck bed, drink it to win a cook, a dinner cage by the Aurayana. Cubs will kick every margin, coach, and as it do your
order.
Then a call and you're a drop of your
order.
That way, young share your marriage.
So then, the Buddhists don't want to say it like that, okay? They can't say it like that. They say, well, if it's a permanent cause, then it would always be causing, whatever it's causing, it would just sort of be endless causing of whatever effect it creates. It would just be creating more and more and more and more and more over and over again. And so then that means permanent or that means, what do you say, an unchanging cause is like that. So then if you posit a impermanent cause, right? An impermanent cause is what, then then this process of constant transformation of cause and effect, okay? The cause itself becomes, the effect itself becomes a cause and so forth. You have just sort of a endless process of cause and effect.
That's right.
That would be the Buddhist position, right?
Yeah. Mm. Oh my joy.
Anybody? Oh, Karen?
First of all, thank you, Geshe, for being here.
Yeah.
Geshe Peba La Tuji Che.
Oh, welcome.
Mm.
Again. Now, you spoke before of having compassion for individuals who are in cyclic existence, are producing the causes of suffering as buckets on a water wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to have that type of compassion, you have to have a sense of samsara and what cyclic existence is. Now, my understanding is, I know it's afflictions and karma, but my understanding of that, which I'd like to ask Geshe-la to tell me if that is correct, is that if you have the thought of a non-virtuous thought, and that is therefore the cause of suffering, that would lead to suffering. Or if you have a thought of something that you would say to someone that would end up being unproductive to that particular person, it would lead to an argument. It's not necessarily harsh speech, but it's something that I would call an affliction. So your goal is not to attach to that non-virtuous thought, and to recognize the thing that you might say as an affliction, the thing that would cause an argument, for instance. Is this indeed a summary of samsara and that which you're having compassion because someone else's state of mind is in one of those two places?
Mm-hmm. That's Rinpo. In the end, because Chusen Chenda Rangwa Meba Yi, Drola Ninja Kirikan Dela, did call it that Driva Jigi or they could. Did because I'm Ninja Dendo, you're not in a. Dambo Kora Gadade Hago Gore. Kora Gande de Hago Gore. Then the Kora did Led and Newmon Shenwan de Jura did Kora de Code Hagoso. Yinian Code Jena de Ningje, you're not in a. Michik the Rangla did because Migewe Sambachi, you know, then it did Bangne because did Mishenda La Nugi de Hagone, then it did Bangna, then it did Ningje Rebe, did Ningje Jetang Rebe because Rangi Samlola, Rangi Samlola did Migewe. migewe sambachi shagi oro. Then they did the bangna, the bangna did picture nyomon bang bang ba de nyomon migewe samba de bang bangna then
the ningji
the ningje de ba de kasa shenla nugi de then they did kasa de bango de nga kola lapke me de ningje la then they jumba de ba then they
drop it
oh de
Pajo de Ludung and Yangre, some may de Sambang and Batia quote each other. Pajo de Ludung and Yangre. Do my race, I'm not Zawarabaco.
No, did Zawarma.
Oh, to me the Chandu Yugura.
No, no.
To me, Jen, to me the Chavan do, but let's have a cigar.
No. So when we talk about compassion, we're saying that we want to free others from their suffering. So if you have this thought and you go, well, if I say this, it'll harm that other person and cause them some kind of pain or suffering. Then you stop to say it because you're thinking, I don't want them to suffer or to be unhappy. Then that's what we call compassion. Yeah, then you're motivated by compassion when you do that.
Is that an affliction when you think to say something that would cause, is that
Then they did migewe samba de yang nyomon rebe di nyomon se di nyomon migewe samba de yeah that's a affliction you know
to dagin de ko so so ge tambu ngan zin ki erwa
na
ani ngae ngae samme ne chagwa da ta sam lu ke ne Kosum di lelen jugne, kimigi le san de koko de yora.
No, ne.
Dinan shin simje kanga shenda sam tang yora.
No.
Simje dus kanga tambunga, me siti sham rushuk chebuski. Ani chagdam sam rushuk chebuki. Ani tewang get tawa to be at a menduva se elia. Kewa da miki a kosum di lelen ju. Ani rawa meva. Nyawa yeda dunru mi la lama yila. Korje de yore, sam rawa meva. Shooting quality coronation, Jacob should she could call Ramam ever dubje, Corte Yora. Would deny she called a race and need she keeps to the shake door.
No,
Ranko, I caught on some time. Mean June cigarette, Ran and mean June
cigarette.
That's somewhat in the race, some. And it is some time, Ninjiki Yora to make the change in Ninj. Simjian samla mebe nyingchi sikidwa atila.
Simjian?
Samla mebe nyingchi.
Oh, la, de.
Taya medagwa yinba da, tindri samla taane. Kichikichikichikwe medagwa rede, nga samza takwa zini yam, kwa korte gido samla, chula mikwa seringura.
Mm-hmm.
Ani nga da meba madawa che, da dun zini, korte gido sam, mikwa meba le mebe nyingchi sikwa, tindri mangbu, nyingchi meda mangbu yora.
No. There are many different types of compassion. The one that's mentioned in that particular verse is the compassion for how did you translate that one? Mere sentient beings or just for sentient beings or just for living beings. Okay? And so the idea is there is in the verse it's expressing both what we call compassion for oneself and compassion for others. Compassion for oneself is when you understand how things, you know, how you're caught in this process, okay, of when you have a strong sense of I, this independent self-existent I, right, and then you think, oh, these things are, you know, mine. You know, things are mine, and then you create, you know, attachment for them and hostility towards other things that prevent them, and so forth. And then you get involved in actions of either verbal, physical, or mental actions, and for their sake. Then that's what it's talking about here. Then it's like this process of, you know, you're sort of helplessly caught up in this process of creating affliction. What do you say? Being involved in afflictions and actions or karma, if you will. So then think about others, you know, and they're caught up, and so that's, you want to get rid of that yourself, you know, to, if you think I want to release myself from that kind of suffering situation, then that's called the determination to be free. Determination to be free is really compassion for oneself. Then compassion for others is you thinking that all beings just like me are thinking I, and then they're getting then they're thinking mine, and then they're engaging in, you know, the afflictions of hostility and attachment for the sake of that, and then they enter into various actions in order to acquire virtuous and non-virtuous actions to, you know, provide for themselves. Then they're caught up in that, and wanting to free them, then that's called compassion for others, right? And in particular, this kind of compassion is compassion for merely, or just for sentient beings. But then there's compassion for, you know, there's compassion what's the translation there, Diana? For impermanent sentient beings, you know, seeing them as undergoing a process of constant change, and also for this compassion for, then you're compassionate from the viewpoint of viewing things as impermanent, and then compassion from the viewpoint of viewing things as lacking this kind of an intrinsic self, right?
What do you mean, is seeing them as undergoing change? You mean aging?
Ani tang zin kye, chak tang kye, ti wang khor kyo re sam. Sim jen, tenpar me ba tok me kone, ning shiki kyo ra. Midak ba tok kone, ning shiki ya. Tang indi dungi wang, lenye ji shen wang du kyun de dungi wang se. Ning jing shiki su me muda.
So then the first one we're talking about is really, talking about suffering, your understanding the suffering of sentient beings, or living beings. And then the other one is where you yourself have an understanding of the momentariness of things, okay, that things are constantly changing from one moment to the next. You have this, the next one that,
you know, Quran is something marwa.
So then the sentient, the living beings themselves don't have that understanding. They're caught up in this idea of permanence or staticness, if you will. And they think, oh, I'm the same person as I was before, and I'm this person now, and I will be the same person in the future. And so then, they're pursuing all sorts of things that are harmful to themselves. For the sake of this permanent, you know, under the influence of this misconception of things as being static, okay? So then if you have compassion for them in that, because they're in that state, then that's the compassion for the impermanent, if we would call it that. And then compassion for the selfless is that all, although you understand that everything lacks this kind of independent intrinsic self, right? You see that everybody is subject to this misconception that things have self-existent or you know, independent self. They're thinking they have that misconception, and then they're involving themselves in all sorts of harmful thoughts and actions for the sake of that permanent or unchanging self and independent self. And so then having compassion for them out of that, and then that's the third kind of compassion. Maybe Gutsu Tso, huh?
Oh, I did it.
I think we're out of time here.
Thank you,
Geshe. Oh. So then, So then we'll say these two verses on the bottom here to dedicate any kind of good causes that we've created here for the sake of others, to share with others. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Awesome.
Thank you, Geshe.
Thank you. Bye, Skypers.
Welcome.
You're welcome, Geshe Lhasa, out over there in Skype land. Okay. Lhasa.
Lhasa.
And Tujiche.